Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Welcome to It's 502 Somewhere, a show where we talk to the people that make up the culture and identity of the city of Louisville. I'm your host, Andrew Crum, and I'm so excited to be hosting our guest today. You may know him as the owner, head chef, pitmaster of Four Peg Smokehouse in Louisville, Smokehouse and Bar in Louisville. He also appeared on the Food Network's Barbecue Brawl and was as well as featured on Food Paradise and Big Bad Barbecue on the Cooking Channel. We are here with Chris Williams. Chris, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. It's a little hot outside, but we'll get through it.
It's a lot hot outside.
A lot hot.
And what I do, it's extremely hot.
Oh, gosh, 1,000%. First question right off the bat for you. Could you tell us just a little bit about your background, where you're from, kind of before you got into the industry?
Yeah. So born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. Lived here my whole life except for 5 years when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin. Outside of the industry, I haven't really done much because I've been in the industry since I was about 15 years old. So that's pretty much all I've ever done.
Was there always, so like from 15, was there always that passion for it? You know, was it something that was brought up in your home at a young age? What were some of those kind of influences?
So my mom's a great cook, and so I'd kind of hang out with her in the kitchen and eat some of her good Southern foods. And, that was definitely an inspiration. When I got started, though, I was working the drive through at Dairy Queen. So it wasn't like that was like the career path for me. You know, it was kind of just what a teenager does. It was near the house and started doing that. And then I gradually worked pretty much every job in the service industry and, you know, worked my way to where I am now.
So that was kind of always the plan. You think so? Yeah. And was there maybe a specific moment when you realize that dream could be a reality?
I guess that was probably early 30s, late 20s, when like I kind of started like just messing with doing food on my own and trying to kind of sell a little bit of barbecue on the side. You know, I was actually outside of Bluegrass Brewing Company in St. Matthew selling on the corner there. It was kind of like people were like, you know, this is really good. You kind of might want to do this. And I was like, you know, you might be right. I'm kind of tired of working for other people. Maybe I can make this work. And so got a food truck and yeah, that kind of took off from there.
Yeah. And at that point before you started the food truck, did you have any, was there anybody, you know, what that you saw in the food industry, whether it's nationally or locally, that played a big influence on your aspirations?
Anthony Bourdain was definitely a huge influence for me. I always watched all his shows, you know, back way back from the beginning. I read, you know, Kitchen Confidential probably 3 times. If there was an inspiration, it was definitely him.
Yeah, he's Anthony Bourdain. I've watched all of his, especially when he went around the world. So those were incredible. So you own the food truck 502 Cafe right before Four Pegs. What was the initial goal behind starting that food truck? What was rewarding about kind of finally being in the driver's seat in terms of having your own business?
You know, the biggest reward then, and I mean, it still is now, it was, you know, seeing people eat my food and just seeing that like close your eyes, smile, nod situation that people do when they eat something really good. And I mean, that really was the biggest reward. I mean, the goal was obviously to be able to support myself and, you know, well, now it's support my family, but it wasn't then, but yeah, support myself. But yeah, it's definitely, that's the biggest reward in what I do.
And then you made the jump to the Four Pegs location you're at now. Was there any hesitation or nerves as you were making that jump? And what about that location specifically stood out to you?
I mean, you know, going into something like that's definitely super nerve-wracking. And I had brick-and-mortar 502 Cafe actually down by U of L's campus that was short-lived, didn't really work out. Come to find out, college kids only have money twice a year.
Checks out.
But yeah, going into Four Pegs, it was kind of like, you know, there was the whole like, do we change the name? Do we keep the name? Because, you know, Four Pegs was already kind of established as like a local neighborhood place in Germantown. And my wife actually was the big influence. She's sitting next to me. Was actually the big influence on me not changing the name. She's like, you know, you don't want to mess with the neighborhood thing. She's like, you know, kind of do your own thing there, but, you know, keep the name. So we kept the name and changed everything else.
You serve a plethora. If you want to give the listeners just a little quick rundown of what you all offer at Four Pegs.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, I like to say we serve the finest smoked meats in the city. We win a lot of awards for our smoked wings, for our ribs. We've won the Great Chili Cook-Off a few times. First team to ever win a People's Choice and Judge's Choice. But yeah, it's mostly smoked meats. So anything you can put on a smoker, amazing Texas-style brisket, pulled pork, pulled chicken. But we also do some great burgers. We cook in beef tallow. I took my inspiration from a place in Chicago called Au Cheval. It's my favorite burger in the world. And so it kind of stole some of their ideas of the way they do their burger. But yeah, I mean, fish, a little bit of everything.
But and in making all of that, you know, what do you think sets great barbecue and wings especially apart? You know, what's something that people maybe don't think about when they're starting up their own business?
Yeah, with wings especially, you got to have a great dry rub. You know, that's where all your flavor is going to impart into the meat itself. And with barbecue, you really have to – meat takes the time it's going to take. People are like, you know, how long does that take? I'm like, well, it's – I give them kind of a range because it's going to take as long as it takes. And with good barbecue, you really have to let the food kind of do the talking for you and tell you when it's done.
And so your barbecue and your work has taken you to different heights across the country. You know, you appeared, as I mentioned, on Barbecue Brawl on the Food Network. First of all, what was that overall experience like for you?
That was a really, really cool experience. It was a bit nerve-wracking because I was freshly sober. So that was, you know, going out there and being in a – I'd never been to California before. But it was really cool. Like Bobby Flay and Sonny Anderson and Ann Burrell were all really, really cool people. The other contestants on the show were amazing. I actually keep in touch with a few of them. I've hung out with a couple of them outside of the show since then. We got plans to get together again. So, you know, it's built some great relationships, you know, learned some new techniques from other people. Yeah, just had a great time.
And then do you have any pieces of information or anything that you learned from the chefs that were big takeaways then that have helped you now post the appearance?
I would say, you know, we were all really supportive of each other and, you know, seeing chefs, even though we were kind of in competition with each other, give each other that kind of support was something I've really taken and I try to pass on to other people and support and encourage other chefs because, I mean, we're not here competing with each other locally. We're all here to, we all want to make the best food scene we can make it. So I've really tried to kind of take some of that.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads into my next question. You know, I know you're a big Louisville guy, born and raised here. I know you're a big Cards fan. I'll have a question a little later down the line about the Cards. What do you think sets the city of Louisville apart to you from other places? And also, what do you think makes our food scene so special?
Well, I think the answer to that both those questions is kind of the same. We are kind of in a crossroads of the country. You know, we're not Midwest. Well, we are Midwest. Well, we're South. We're not North. We kind of get a little bit of everything here in Louisville, and that's what kind of what makes Louisville great. So we got food from all over the country, all over the world, and I think that a lot of places don't really have as much diversity in their food scene as we do.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. One question I have as well, you know, I've worked in the nonprofit scene for a little bit. You know, I know that you are a big mental health advocate throughout the city. You've hosted the Taste of Life event and have collaborated with different nonprofits. What draws you specifically to this mission and how does it kind of relate to your profession?
Well, the thing that really got the Taste for Life started for me was when Anthony Bourdain tragically took his life. It made me and a few other chefs kind of take a moment and really reflect on what was going on. You know, somebody who seemingly could have everything together was going to do that. What was happening that we weren't addressing as chefs and as restaurant people. So, you know, reflecting on that, taking a look at it, made me realize that, you know, we probably work as hard, if not harder, than most other industries for a lot less thanks. And so it was really became important to me to try to find ways to support the mental health of not just myself, but the whole restaurant.
Yeah, and we really, I appreciate that, just having that awareness and also representing the city through that advocacy. So it's very appreciated and I think really important. So incredible. So now with Four Pegs, you know, it's been open since 2018. Is that the year?
6 years. We just passed 6 years in February. Yeah. Okay. Or March. Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to, you know, represent Four Pegs and bring it to so many people, whether that be at the restaurant or, you know, throughout the city? I know there's Four Pegs locations at different soccer games, little sporting events. So what does that, you know, mean to you?
I mean, it means the world to me. I mean, again, like, you know, that seeing people take bites of my food and close their eyes and nod is the biggest reward. So, you know, getting to be around the city and opening up the out at Third Turn in Oldham County and things like that, you know, I selfishly get that reward more often the more people whose mouths I get my food into.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place to stop? I know you stop at different, like, food events and locations, or just, like, a couple of ones that, like, really stick out to you.
Valare, far and away, is our favorite restaurant. We eat there quite frequently. Fat Lamb is another really great one. I think they got the best burger in town. Love going there. You know, it's really hard to pick outside of, you know, I don't do a lot. So those places kind of monopolize my time when we do get to go out.
I always walk by Valare, and that's Frankfurt Ave, right? That's, yep. I always walk by. I'm like, one day. I haven't found that day yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, Chef Josh does some amazing work in there. Yeah.
And then I have one final question before I go into a little speed round, and then I'll get you out of here. Thank you so much for joining again. What do you hope to inspire in the next generation of aspiring business owners, chefs, pitmasters, entrepreneurs, et cetera?
I would love to inspire, you know, people being in it, not just for themselves, but for the community. Because if we don't support the community, you know, really people and things can fall by the wayside. So I would really like to see the next generation of chefs, or, you know, any kind of industry workers to try to support the industry as much as they can.
Absolutely. Okay. So we are about to go into the crumbs corner segment of the show. Just a few, rapid fire questions. First off, right off the bat, what city outside of Louisville has the best barbecue in your opinion?
That I've been to, I would say St. Louis.
That's an interesting. That's. Do you think there's a place?
I haven't been to Texas though.
So. Oh, okay. Do you think there's any place that's a little overrated that you've been to?
Owensboro.
A local. Okay. So I saw a picture of you. You were at WrestleMania, I think.
Yeah.
So this is a goofier question. If you were a wrestler, what would your stage name be? And then also, what would your walkout song be?
Walkout song would definitely be "Every Day I'm Hustling," Rick Ross.
Of course.
The Texas Teddy Bear. That's what they call me on Barbecue. I think I'd have to go with that. It's kind of soft.
That's a good one.
I think I could lure him in with a false sense of confidence there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. False sense of security. They think like, oh, it's the teddy bear. Nope.
Yep.
It's good to go. What is a style of food, whether it's like regional or elsewhere, that you have not tried in terms of in your kitchen, try creating, that you would love to delve into someday?
I'd really like to get into more Asian food. I do love Asian food, but it's not in my wheelhouse. Looking at my cookbooks, I have a bunch of books, but I don't have the ingredients to even begin, know where to begin. But yeah, I'd really love to get into that.
Do you have any favorite spots in the city that you would recommend?
Ooh. I mean, there's some good ones. You know, we go to Sapporo. My wife gets out more than I do. There's some places I've been wanting to try. There's that new Omakase place I want to check out. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but Sapporo is probably the one I would go to more often than not.
Do you have, in your time in the Ville, a favorite fan experience at a Louisville event? You know, one for me is the last game at Freedom Hall was one of the best experiences I ever went to. So do you have something like that for you?
Locally, I would probably, honestly, like, I would say some of the TBT games, just because they're so nostalgic. But overall, national championship 2013 is by far and away my best Louisville experience.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Those TBT games are honestly pretty amazing. That UofL UK game from last year was probably the most insane game I've been to in a while.
Yeah, that was intense for sure. Yeah.
In terms of, this could be another chef or with the restaurant, et cetera, what is a dream collaboration for you?
I would really like to do something with, I would say, like, Ming, Chef Ming. I really admire his talent, and I think he'd be really fun to work with.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. What do you think is the top, and it could be no sauce, but top wing sauce?
Oof. You're going to think this is ridiculous.
I'm with you. Which type is that? What is the?
That's the Three Mile Island.
The Three Mile Island. Hooters is underrated
on everything.
The Hooters wing sauces are very underrated. I'll say that. People don't talk about it enough. Yeah. And then one final question I have: What is the best piece of advice, and this can be in the profession, outside of it, best piece of advice that you have received?
Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody might have told me that a time or two and I needed to hear it. And that's something that definitely can get you going and get you over the hump sometimes.
Sometimes it's the most simple thing, but it is the truest thing. Can be the case. So once again, Chris, thank you so much for joining, telling us a little bit about your journey, talking about, you know, the food scene in Louisville, answering my silly questions at the end. I really appreciate it.
Fun.
So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure, man.